It was white too, but I think by being a large population of black, it made it a little bit different. You know what I'm saying?
You didn't have to rely on the white people for the
All
doctor
the
or on the,
time.
right? You could take care of
'Cause
yourself.
right.
Makes sense.
So,
And
but
see, in
it's see
early
was
Ross, where you all were widespread, you all didn't live like next door to each other.
That's
Y'all lived
right.
miles apart.
That's right. Didn't live close together.
I
Because
see.
when you first moved in Roswell, there were not any like where I live, a bunch of blacks and Zion
No.
Circle and the alley and stuff.
So when did that happen? What years did that happen when people started moving all when black people started to move in together, move in neighborhoods together?
Just like I said in 57 when we built the house on
That's when people started to
Look
move.
like people start building, adding, I mean, coming into that area better, more. They did.
I see. Okay, because I thought when you came, there were blacks who were already living together in a community.
No.
No.
So it was spread out, and finally the black people got to move
No, dear.
together.
We were just scattered everywhere around
I
here.
didn't realize that.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
No,
Makes sense.
I didn't live around no blacks.
Well, I realized you said you didn't, but I just was thinking there was a community of blacks, and
Well,
so.
the little blacks what were there, they were down in the little Roswell area on one side and one some on the next street or on Oxbow. And about two houses then, wasn't it, Gail? You don't know.
Gail says you keep asking her what she wasn't even thought
I
about.
forget about at Gail wasn't even born. But I don't believe it was about, let's see, Deacon father.
Right now.
Yeah, he's on right now. But that's all Deacon Aunt Laura. I don't know where she was living though.
Now,
But
was
they
Aunt
done.
Laura your aunt, or did everybody just call her Aunt
Just
Laura?
called Aunt Laura.
Really? Okay, I was just
She
checking.
lived to, she was 102, wasn't she? 102 when she died.
Wow.
It was just people scattered around. They weren't closed.
I see.
They weren't closed at all.
And
Well,
then
I
y'all
lived way
saw.
out somewhere. I was way out in the, out.
So then, when y'all start moving, what, closer to the churches? Is that why y'all moved on Zion Circle and over by where I live? Because the churches moved to those areas?
Yeah, I don't know whether that's the reason, but that's what
So,
happened.
well, maybe why they were selling y'all some property.
Property,
Oh!
Yeah,
They
well,
were trying to get
see
them.
the Uncle Aaron. Uncle Aaron, we forgot about him. Is that the preacher I'm trying to talk about?
Don't know.
Uncle Aaron. Let's see, Uncle Aaron. 'Cause he was the one who sold us out of a lot of Uncle Aaron. That's Aaron, ain't it? Who's that old man who just used to preach? He run the junior church, Uncle. What? Oh, well, anyway, most of the land down there was owned by black, though, ran down through that way. Well,
Now, but this is interesting, though, you said, because before, if African, you said African Americans were sort of scattered around the place, but they weren't owning land at that time. Is that right?
Who's that now?
You said the African American, the blacks were all sort of scattered around
Right,
Roswell. They
right.
didn't own land at
Mm-mm.
that time. But then all of a sudden, in these late 50s, early 60s, this land just became available for them to build homes on. And so they bought.
Now they might, because now when I moved here in 1940, some of those blacks had land.